What a week. Have you ever, in your years of coaching, had a regular season, a week like you had, Tuesday at your place, Saturday down at Cambridge, all the meet records from one your place to Cambridge? What a week. Have you ever had a week like that before?
Yeah, not that I can think of. I mean, that's a lot of meet records, school records, you know, state record, you know, times just off state records. It's just a lot of outstanding performance, isn't it? I think it just goes to show the culture these kids have created, you know, that, they just knew how close they were to some great things last year, and that motivation from last year is taken over this year, and you can watch these kids practice, and, just their attention to detail and everything they do, and, you know, frustration, and not in the negative sense, but frustration at, time not being quite fast enough, you know, and then they understand, you know, they don't pout about it. They come back and they try to get better. And it's just a phenomenal group of kids to work with.
Well, I know competition-wise, you see a lot of the conference teams at pretty much all the meets you go to, but it was good on Tuesday to have Perkins County there to kind of push you a little bit in some events. And then on Saturday, it was good to have Chase County, their top kids, to push you in those girls and boys events. To have teams like that who also have a full roster of pretty good athletes, that was great to see, wasn't it?
Yeah, and we love having challenging meets. We love putting our kids in positions where, you know, they're going to be challenged. You know, they might be uncomfortable, or they get used to being in that environment where they may not be the best kid in the heat, and, you know, or in the flight, and, you know, they got to show up and perform, because there's always going to be that situation where you're not the best one. You know, how are you going to respond to that? So, you know, seeing teams like Chase County or Perkins County, or going up to the Lexington Don Bader Invite, and seeing Kearney and Kearney Catholic, and some of those schools up there, you know, it's great for competition, and that's, and anymore, like you said, the RPAC track meet. You know, in the RPAC track meet, you got state champions there, you know, currently right now, a couple state record holders in there, so, you know, it's fun to get in those environments and see what kids can do, because not only do they surprise us, or not really surprise us, kind of validates what we think of them, you know, they surprise themselves and they start believing.
Folks that hang out on athletic.net like we do a lot, seeing what's not only your class, your conference, but all around the state. And boy, you look at Class D right now, your kids are, girls and boys are right up there near the top. And a lot of events on the field, events, and also on the track as well, aren't they?
Yeah, like it goes back to the, the start of the interview, and you're just talking about the culture these boys and girls have created. You go back to junior high. We took, when these juniors were eighth graders, again, just to try to find a meet to challenge them, and not that we weren't in some good meets, but we took a handful of kids, me and Coach Friedland loaded up a van, and took some relay groups up to Gehring. Gehring let us come in, and we competed against Gehring and Bluffs and Sydney and Shatter and Alliance Mitchell, so these Class B schools, and, we went up there and in the beat in Sydney up there, and then taken in the 4x4, and then, these guys took third, I think, in the 4x4 state that year. And then girls going up there, and the girls won the 4x4 up there. I mean, a trip they still talk about, because it was just fun to go up there and, took pictures by Jiminy Rock, and, but that kind of started their love for track and their belief in themselves, and they just saw that progression just continue through high school and where they're at now. Then that just bleeds through, to the younger kids. You know, they see it, and so this junior group's doing a great job. Lakin and Wissing is our, I think Lakin and Judd are the only seniors we have out, and, those guys are doing a great job on both sides. They're doing a great job of leadership there, and again, the success just breeds that confidence, and it's just trickling down to the younger kids, too.
I think I read where the Class D girls 200-meter record was, I think, the oldest one still left, for the girl from Elwood, and Clara broke that in her run on Saturday there in Cambridge.
Yeah, I'm just proud of her. I mean, get as a coach and a parent, it's just fun to get to be along with her, with this ride, and be around her every day and coach her. She'd been one of that one. She, ran 25-1 at state last year in prelims, but it wasn't win legal, and then she breaks it again at Southern Valley, and there's no wind gauge. We can't verify the wind speed, which probably wouldn't have been windy. Only pretty windy day there. Then just having the opportunity to do it, and getting it, and so kind of just a weight off her shoulder there. And And same thing, just that, you know, that belief that, okay, I can run in the 24s. You know, it's hard to really say I can run 24 and never doing it. And then now really validating it, you know, not a, a heavy tailwind with a 24.90. You know, she goes 24.86 into a headwind. So I think, again, just the way Clara is, and again, she's very similar to a lot of the kids we have, I think you're going to see that time get faster because of that belief. But now she knows she can run that fast, truly can run that fast. I think that that's going to drop even more. So I don't doubt whatever that kid thinks she can do. But, and again, it, that stands for a lot of the kids we coach here. You know, the 4x1 boys going 43.72 at our meet on Tuesday. I never thought, ever thought I'd have a 43-second 4x1 relay team here. And now they're talking about state record. That's just their mindset. Now, you know, we maybe jinxed ourselves a little bit, that DQ that the Don Stein, but I don't know if we get that last exchange clean, that we don't break it there. So it's just fun to hear him talk about that and realize that they actually can't do that stuff. And just the level of confidence and ability change when kids actually believe in themselves and what they can achieve.
And the field defense as well. I know Ethan Latta, 6'6". Tried the meet record 6.8 1/4, just fell a little bit short. And of course, your throwers, the Bailey kids, continue to win every meet. And actually, you know, Brock was pushed it against Noah Rao of Chase County. Those two kind of battled against each other in those throws on Saturday. Then I'm sure they're going to see each other probably once or twice again, aren't they?
Yeah, we'll see the Chase County invite, Twilight. Oh. Would have seen him this week, and, you know, at Sutherland, but we got the K relays. But no, they're, I mean, you know, Brock throwing 58 consistently, Kennedy throwing plus 40 plus consistently, you know, Carlos Diaz throwing 46, 48. You know, he's up there in the top five or six, I still think, in Class D in the shot. So, you know, Carlos just continues. And again, another kid that put a bunch of time in the off season and loves his sport. And, you know, when kids like something, you know, they put some attention to it, and you know, but when they love something, they obsess over it, and that's just how what Carlos has been doing. You know, he's been obsessing over his technique and trying to get better, and he's thrown 48 a couple times, and it's just a matter of if he pops that 150 footer. And so, again, when you look at the big picture, you know, we're hoping, again, everybody's staying healthy, that Carlos is one of those kids on the team that can go down the state and earn a medal there. So, yeah, it's fun having, you know, points on the track and points in the fields, and when it gets down to the big meet, you know, we got to have all those little points wherever we can get them.
Now, this Thursday, again, on the normal schedule, it says Sutherland, you'll take some kids there, but you're going to take some of your top kids to the KU Relays in Lawrence. You were telling me that's a week earlier than this year, or did it start like the same schedule last year where they kind of start? Because it usually falls in the same week as the Bader invite Lex, but that's different this year.
Yeah, the NSA calendar is a week off this year, and it just happens every couple of years. You know, so that's where everything seems later, you know, this year. But, yeah, we usually, like you said, we go to the Bader invite, so we haven't ever messed with the KU Relays. And this year, a friend of mine who coaches at West Holt was just asking if we were going, and started looking into it. It's all this weekend. And so we gave it a shot, talked to admin, and they were on board. And so we take the boys 4x1 and the girls 4x1, and then Brock Bailey and any individual events they qualified in. And so those came out today, and so we'll take that group Thursday morning, and we'll head to Lawrence, and then the rest of the team and a couple coaches will go up to Sutherland and watch them compete up there.
Yeah, so everybody gets a chance to compete, but that KU Relay, no question, you're going to face kids from that are really good from a couple of different states, aren't you?
Yeah, it's going to be fun. You know, pretty sure he's the number one thrower in the nation is going to be there. He's thrown over 70 feet in the shot, and I haven't followed him much, but I know he has thrown over 200 in the disc. You know, so seeing kids like that is going to be, you know, going to be fun to watch. And just, and then 10-4, 10-5, won the 100 last year. And, yeah, it's just going to be fun to see, you know, some of those bigger schools in the Kansas City areas and Topeka and Wichita, Tulsa, you know. And so, like, if you follow, like, college football, you know who Jenks is, and Tulsa Union, and, you know, so those schools are going to be up there. It'd be a fun environment for the kids. I mean, you know, it'd be fun to go to Sutherland and compete up there again. You know, there's good competition up there, but this opportunity came up, and as a coaching staff, we just kind of talked, and that'd be a good opportunity for the kids that can qualify down there and go compete.
Now, when the Bader invite rolls around, you're going to take that'd be another case where you're going to take, and that's, by the way, a week from Friday. The following week, I'm sure you're going to take some of your top kids over to Lex again this year?
Yeah, we've been taking the whole crew the last couple mm-hmm. years. So hopefully we can keep doing that and you know, take everybody up there and compete up the Bader. And again, Lex does a great job. Coach Truex does a great job putting on a meet, and it's about the most professional run meet we're going to see as far. I mean, you got hurdle judges, you got curve judges. I mean, multiple field event judges, so, you know, games committee. And so it's a really nice meet from that standpoint where you kind of get, you know, that first kind of taste of how a district or state meet is going to be run. You know, and then just and on top of that, the facilities are fantastic, the competition is fantastic. You know, and then just it's not too far of a travel, you know, as well. So that's what we always look forward to is that Lex Don Bader meet.